You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, hello, Jer. Today I'm going to talk about Hannah Sheehy Skeffington. Now, Hannah was born on the 24th of May, 1877, in Kanturk, in County Cork. Her family moved to Tipperary when Hannah was three, and then 7 years later they moved to Dublin when Hannah's father became an MP, and she attended the Dominican Convent College in Eccles Street in Dublin, where she was a star pupil. She then went on to study in St Mary's University College and later sat the examinations at the Royal University of Ireland, where she obtained a BA in Modern Languages in 1899 and later a First Class Honours MA degree in 1902. Now, she had been an excellent pupil, and thanks to her degrees, she was given a job as a teacher in her old school, the Dominican College in Eccles Street. Hannah's brother, Richard, had studied in UCD at the same time as James Joyce, and the two men had become friends. It was actually through Joyce that Hannah came to meet her future husband, Francis Skeffington. Francis and Hannah began to meet often in Bewley's Café in Dublin to discuss politics, the arts and religion. Francis, or Frank, as he was often called, turned out to be the ideal partner for Hannah. The couple married at the University Chapel in St Stephen's Green in 1903. They decided to wear their university gowns for their wedding instead of the usual wedding dress and suit. Now, that must have caused something of a stir at the time. Francis supported Hannah in her fight for women's rights and even agreed for their surnames to be hyphenated together so that they both had the same surname, Sheehy Skeffington, with a hyphen in the middle. He did this as a mark of honour and respect to his wife, although his father was not at all happy about this, as he saw it as an act of betrayal to the family name. Coming from a strongly committed Irish Republican family, it was to be expected that Hannah would join the struggle for Irish independence. But she was also very much committed to the fight for equal rights for women. Her father was involved in the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and her uncle was a Land League priest who had even gone to prison at one time. Hannah, however, saw the injustices and discrimination suffered by women as her prime concern. Her own father was not in agreement with his daughter and always voted against votes for women whenever the topic came up in Parliament. Hannah decided that she would become an active participant in the fight for women's rights. She used to say, "Until the women of Ireland are free, the men will not achieve emancipation." She founded the Irish Women's Franchise League in 1908 with her husband, Francis Sheehy Skeffington, and her friends, Margaret and James Cousins. In 1911, she became one of the founding members of the Irish Women's Workers' Union. Again, with her husband, she set up a paper called The Irish Citizen, where she was able to use her talents as a writer, urging readers to consider the need to change in the way women were expected to act in society, and asking them to join in her fight for women's emancipation. She realised that she would have to take action if her message was to reach a wider spectrum of people. So, on the 13th of June 1912, she took part in a demonstration which was to highlight the exclusion of women from voting in the Third Home Rule Bill. She threw rocks at the windows of Dublin Castle as a way of symbolising the smashing of male rule. She was arrested and sentenced to a month's imprisonment in Mountjoy Prison, although she actually had to serve a second month as she refused to pay the fine that they had imposed. And because of her participation in the demonstration, she lost her job as a teacher in the Dominican College. She strongly opposed participation in the First World War, which broke out in August 1914, and was prevented by the British government from attending the International Congress of Women held in The Hague in April 1915. Her husband Frank was imprisoned for anti-recruiting activities. Later, he took part in the 1916 Easter Uprising. He was arrested, and later he was shot dead by a British soldier. Now, there was a court-martial of the soldier involved, and Hannah was offered compensation for her husband's death, but she refused it. In December 1916, she went to the United States to publicise the political situation in Ireland. She travelled around and spoke at 250 meetings, raising funds for Sinn Féin. When she returned to Ireland, she was made an executive of Sinn Féin. But in 1917, she was arrested and sent to Holloway Prison in England. When a treaty partitioning Ireland was on the table, Hannah had been vehemently opposed to it. She had hoped for independence for the whole of Ireland. She was also concerned about Éamon de Valera, as she saw that in the Constitution, women were not given any more freedom than when they had been under the English. De Valera had achieved independence for a large part of Ireland, but he had not helped women in their struggle for equality. However, in 1918, women over 30 were given the vote. And in 1922, the Irish Free State gave equal voting rights to both men and women. Hannah Sheehy Skeffington had been a teacher, a politician, a writer, an activist, and an influential figure in the suffragette movement. She was a dedicated Republican committed to obtaining Irish independence, but never to be done at the expense of the struggle for women's rights. She is remembered as a woman before her time who worked tirelessly as a pioneering force for the cause of women's rights in Ireland. In the 1990s, the Gender Studies building in UCD in Dublin was renamed the Hannah Sheehy Skeffington Building as a tribute to her for her contribution to women's rights and equal access to higher education. In 2005, a bronze statue of her was unveiled in Kanturk, in County Cork. And more recently, on the 13th of June 2018, President Michael D. Higgins unveiled a plaque outside Dublin Castle to commemorate where Irish suffragette Hannah Sheehy Skeffington smashed a window as part of a campaign to get women the right to vote. She was also recognised in England as a woman who had sacrificed her life to the struggle of acquiring equal rights for women. And in 2018, the name of Hannah Sheehy Skeffington was among those 59 suffragettes whose names appeared on the plaque of the statue of the suffragette Millicent Fawcett, which was unveiled in Parliament Square in London. Hannah Sheehy Skeffington had really earned her place in history as a great Irish woman. She died in 1946 at the age of 68. Her whole life had been dedicated to achieving equal rights for women, and all Irish women owe her a debt of gratitude.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.